KNW News Talk 980, BC's news leader.
Angela Calla is host of the Mortgage Show on CKNW. She's a mortgage expert with the Dominion Lending Center, and she's in studio with me this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
What's happening with the interest rates?
Well, we've seen the Bank of Canada raise its overnight target by 0.25 of a percentage point. So what this means for borrowers that are listening to the show today is if you have a $400,000 mortgage, your mortgage payment is going to increase $60 a month.
$60.
$60.
And is this a trend that we expect to see continue?
This is not a trend that we're going to expect to see continued. Actually, this morning, the Bank of Canada came out with their outlook being a little bit more tempered than it was back in April. In June, our GDP stayed consistent, which means that that was the first time in quite some time that we didn't have any growth. Domestically, Canada is very strong, but when we look globally, there is not the ammunition as there previously was believed to be raising rates as aggressively as suggested previously.
You say we're pretty well positioned globally, and yet if the global economy tanks, it has to affect Canada.
It certainly will, and there's many tools that the government can put in place to change that. And the record low interest rates did have to move a little bit in order for us to have some kind of stimulus or area to move if globally the market does tank, as you suggest.
We're still looking at historically very low interest rates.
We certainly are, Bill. There has really never been a better time to review your existing mortgage, and if you are carrying outside debt outside of your mortgage, now is the opportunity where you can really position yourself to be financially stable for the years to come, especially with rates expected to be relatively stable throughout the next year or two until we get some more indications of how globally we are going to be recovering.
What do you mean by positioning yourself? You're talking about taking other debt and including it in a mortgage?
Well, that's right. The average Canadian has $20,000 to $40,000 in outside debt. A $10,000 loan outside of your mortgage costs a Canadian $300 a month. Incorporating that into your mortgage bill will save you $250 a month.
How easy is that to do? How willing is your lending institution going to be to, say, take your credit card debt and put it into a mortgage?
It certainly depends on the equity that you have in your home. Somebody must have at least over 10% of equity into their home. So this is somebody who has generally purchased real estate prior to 2007.
But this is something that banks and mortgage companies are likely willing to do.
Absolutely. It helps position each individual to take advantage of restructuring their current financial situation to make certain that they have the best options moving forward. And the best thing a Canadian can do is address this sooner rather than later, because having the best credit score, meaning maintaining the least amount of credit outside of your mortgage, positions you to get the best possible mortgage rates and products, because the institutions who have the best mortgage rates and products reserve them for the highest credit applicants. So tackling this head on really frees up that additional equity for you to help pay down your mortgage faster and also put aside money for a rainy day. And Canadians feel very confident when they have the ability to have a savings fund.
Generally speaking, how is British Columbia looking in terms of our economy vis-a-vis the rest of Canada right now?
Our economy is looking really well. We had 93,000 jobs added in June. Now, mainly those were in Ontario and Quebec, but we've recently been reported that we have 34 million people in this country, and with the majority of those migrating here to the western provinces. So that, to me, is supply and demand. We are below 2% for vacancy rate. And if anybody's wondering what it costs to rent a condominium here in downtown Vancouver, a 550-square-foot condo costs an individual $1,440 a month. If you look at what that could provide to you in a mortgage, that's a $400,000 mortgage with today's interest rates, Bill.
So you're saying too many people are renting and not enough buying.
Well, I'm saying that with interest rates at record lows, it gives people the ability to really have their own roots and own their own home.
Well, isn't that why we're seeing the real increase in home ownership at the condo level? The young buyers today are not looking for a house in the suburbs nearly so much as they're looking to buying a condo in town.
certainly. And it really depends on where they're located and looking at all the things outside of a mortgage as well. Because if you look at all the costs that are outside of owning a home, how much it's going to cost you to get to and from work and all the things outside of that. And condos also have strata fees. So if you incorporate all of that, and depending on where you're willing to live, will depend on the type of property that's best suited for you. To give you an example, we had a young couple who purchased their first home in New Westminster. Their home cost them $535,000. They had a 5% down payment. Their mortgage payment was $1,700 a month, and they had a legal suite in their home, and they were able to rent that for $700 a month. So there's all kinds of options out there once you review what options can be applicable to you.
Talking with Angela Calla, host of the Mortgage Show on the Chorus Radio Network and a mortgage expert with the Dominion Lending Center. Going to take a break and come back with your calls to her at 604-280-9898 and toll free around the province on the Chorus Radio Network 1-877-399-9898. Back after the break. Talking with Angela Calla, host of the Mortgage Show on the Chorus Radio Network and a mortgage expert with the Dominion Lending Center. Talk to me a little bit about the difference between variable and fixed mortgages today.
Well, a variable rate mortgage, of course, moves with prime, and a fixed rate is a mortgage that you never have to consider again. 80% of Canadians are much more comfortable with a fixed rate because we all remember the times when interest rates were much higher than they are today.
Like 12-14%.
Like 12-14%. And so that's why the majority of first-time homebuyers feel much more comfortable going with a fixed rate mortgage. However, what a common question is that we get frequently on the Mortgage Show is, what is the cost of security? And why would someone consider a variable rate mortgage today, knowing that fixed rates are at an all-time record low? And the difference is the cost of what the variable rate mortgage is. Now, right now, there's about a 2.5% spread between what you can get for a fixed rate and a variable rate.
And the variable is lower.
Much lower. On a $400,000 mortgage, like the example that we spoke about earlier, Bill, that's a $470 a month difference. So if somebody took the discipline to put that towards their mortgage or put that aside for savings and apply that for any outside considerations, then they'd be much further ahead. In some cases, you can accelerate and pay off your mortgage in 8 years sooner than you would have if had you had a fixed mortgage. Now, this is today because the spread is so great. And we haven't had a time where interest rates have been so low and the discounts off of prime have been so significant.
And why is that?
Well, in 2007, when prime was higher, the discounts off of prime became greater and greater. Back in 2007, when prime was 6.25%, you would be able to get a variable rate mortgage at prime minus 1%. So today, we're finding that the lending institutions have a great spread between the two, and so this is why a variable rate mortgage now is growing in popularity for today. Now, the mortgage market's always changing, and if we were having this discussion in January of 2009, the cost for security at that point on that same $400,000 mortgage would only be $60 a month. So most Canadians would much rather take a fixed rate in 2009, knowing the pricing was so different.
But give me an example now. What can you get a variable rate mortgage at?
As of this morning, you get a variable rate mortgage at 2.05%. And we're seeing the lenders...
2.05%.
It's absolutely phenomenal. And that's the difference between a fixed rate at being about anywhere between 4% on a quick closing special to 4.25%. And the terms of that mortgage, not just the rate, are also very important. Now, another thing that's gaining in popularity is what's called a hybrid mortgage, or a 50-50 mortgage. It's where an individual can have half of their mortgage in a variable rate and half of their mortgage in a fixed rate. So this is for someone who wanted to try a variable rate mortgage but doesn't want to have the risk. And just like we have balance in all areas of our life.
But how much risk is there with a variable rate mortgage? We always get an indication that the bank is going to start moving interest rates. They don't go up 4% overnight. They go up by 0.25% usually.
Usually.
Maybe half a point.
Maybe half a point. That's correct. And it's educating and promoting financial literacy, which is what we do with mortgage planners, is educate consumers on what the options are, and then the consumer can choose what they feel more comfortable with. But with rates at record lows, consumers have never had a better opportunity to pay their mortgages off faster and get rid of their number one expense, which is their housing expense.
But I'm trying to understand, and I've always been a believer in fixed mortgages. I'm fairly small-C conservative that way.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to convince myself right now that there's an argument for having a fixed-rate mortgage if you can get a variable rate for 2% less.
That's right, and that's why variable rates are a really big consideration right now. And when you look at how high the variable rate would have to go up, the variable rate would have to go up over 3%. And at that time, you have an indication that rates are going to be going up. And in all the mortgages for a variable rate, you have the ability to lock in at any time with no cost and no fees to a term that suits your needs. And again, with the proper discipline that we can put together for you as a mortgage planner, you can ensure that you never go above your comfort level. So today, because the spread is so great, a variable rate is a great option for borrowers to consider.
But you do recommend, I think you called it the discipline, of taking the difference between the variable rate and the fixed rate and putting it toward paying down the mortgage.
I do, and here's another reason why, Bill. You never know what's going to happen in life. And with the average consumer that takes the discipline to get a variable rate and pay it as if it's a fixed, it's a very powerful tool. With some cases, it can take 8 years off your mortgage. With some cases, it can take up to 15 years off your mortgage. So if you have any fears that later in life, maybe your family, one of your family members loses a job. Maybe you want to grow your family and have more children. You have a tool in your mortgage to be able to pay the minimum that you need to in order to have your mortgage and maintain your home and your family life. So built in that variable rate mortgage are so many tools that give Canadians the security that they need to be able to move forward with their day-to-day lives.
604-280-9898 if you'd like to join in this discussion or you have any calls, questions, comments about mortgages. I'm also curious about the housing market, a bit of a slowdown right now.
It is, and that's a very natural thing, and consumers are going to be very confused with all the headlines that they're going to see. But let's just bring it back to basics. The reason why 2009 was such a busy real estate market was all the anticipation of everything that was going to come together with the HST and all the anticipation of the rate hikes. So you couple that with everything that was going on in the market, and of course you were going to have a natural progression towards a slowdown towards the summertime. Another thing is 2009 was a really phenomenal year, and it's not a sustainable year for what you can expect naturally of the real estate market. You couple that with the summertime and you're naturally going to see a slowdown. Now people are really learning through the education that we're able to provide to them that the HST doesn't really affect home buyers. It only affects less than 1% of people who are choosing to buy brand new constructed homes because it does not apply to a home that's already been resided in. Now, you will pay it on your legal fees. You're going to pay that additional tax on your legal fees, which on a home transaction is about $1,000. And you are going to pay it when you're selling your home to the real estate commission. But in terms of it actually affecting the average individual, again, it affects less than 1% of Canadians.
JR, good morning.
Yeah, hi, Bill. I just find it interesting with the mortgage experts. They talk about locking in a mortgage. And say somebody locks in their mortgage and they lose their job and now they have to pay the penalty to get out of the mortgage. So, you know, sometimes a variable is a better way to go. Nobody ever wants to talk about the penalties.
Well, you know, the first thing is a mortgage plan. And we spoke a little bit earlier about with a variable rate mortgage, you can put a plan in place. If you were listening earlier, I talked about the example where the couple bought the $500,000 home in New Westminster. Now, this couple's mortgage payment was $1,700 a month, but they paid it because they could afford and qualified for it based on the rate of 6%, which was the Bank of Canada qualifying rate at that time. And so they had nearly $1,000 to play with, so in the event that one of them were to lose their home, their job, they could afford to reduce the payment significantly. I mean, $1,000 a month to reduce your payment is a significant amount with no penalty. And in addition to that, this couple chose to buy a home with a rental suite, so they had additional income coming in that really helped this family along and gave them the tools that they need to be able to foresee any obstacles that could come. Now, when it comes to penalties, I'm glad you brought up that point, because the most important thing is to get the facts behind the penalty. Oftentimes, what we hear on the mortgage show is that people will go into an institution, they'll get their penalty, they'll be completely flabbergasted by a huge amount of money that it'll be, but they won't find out the facts as to, if they worked out the numbers, what were the actual savings? Instead, they just take the number and go on with their day. And what we find is 90% of the time, when people get the information behind it, what was it calculated on? And compare it to today's rates, there's a significant savings. But if you look at the difference that we talked about between the variable rate and the fixed rate, the lending institution makes a lot more money off the fixed rate mortgage. So they're salivating and certainly don't want you to necessarily get rid of that fixed rate mortgage. So it's important to get the facts, go to an independent mortgage expert who's unbiased to any institution and can give you the real facts so you can consider at what point it would be worth it for you to break your mortgage. And having the proper mortgage plan in place will ensure that regardless of the obstacles that you come with, employment or family obligations, that you're positioned well to handle it.
Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Bill and guest. I'd like to ask your guest about the wisdom or lack thereof of the following. My mortgage is winding down, next to nothing, but I have a pretty sizable line of credit. Would it be to my advantage to turn that line of credit into a variable mortgage at this point, and would my financial institution look kindly upon that?
And I have about 20 seconds left for you to answer.
Oh, okay. Well, it really depends on what the use of the line of credit is. A line of credit is a flexible vehicle for you to be able to readvance it. If you don't need to readvance it, you're done with your line of credit. There's much better rates available.
Good information, and my thanks to Angela Calla. When we come back after the news headlines, why life is troubling for